Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and
Thank you.
Guests in the studio and all the Radio Pulpit listeners.
Siabonga.
I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Today's topic is, what is true prosperity? Iyini impumelelo yeqiniso. Uma sicabanga ukuthi impumelelo yikuba ke nemali nezinto ke eziphathekayo ezingcebo siyaduka. Prosperity according to God's word is a choice. It is a personal decision and a spiritual process. Believe what God says about true prosperity. God has always promised. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Mm.
Prosperity means that you are in the will of God. God wants everyone to be in perfect health all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That sickness is always outside the will of God. If you are sick, you should just claim health and you will be better. 3 John chapter 2 says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
Mm.
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, Jesus says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. When you keep your focus on relationship with Jesus, God will be good to you and make you to experience prosperity. It is important to understand the true purpose of life. True prosperity is not about making money and getting material things. In life, we are to be healthy, happy, and have a peace of mind. True prosperity lies in being able to supply your mental and spiritual needs and the physical. True prosperity means to have at your command the things that are necessary for your existence. Mm-hmm. The secret to prosperity, Psalms chapter 112, verse 1 to 3, says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Mm. The secret lies in diligently keeping the commandments of God so as to be blessed in this world and the world to come. Joshua chapter 1 verse 7 to 8 says, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you.
Mm.
Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it.
Mm.
For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
Mm.
Prosper means to have continued success, to thrive, grow, flourish, and to have wealth and good fortune. I thank you, God bless you, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly. If you have just joined us, we are talking about the prosperity of the righteous, true prosperity. In other words, true prosperity. We are touching on that. And we need to hear from you as to what you mean with regards to this. You'd see, the examples I use are the examples of the righteous, you know, and the manner in which the Father deals prosperity with regards to them. Then in so doing, I'm able to elucidate that prosperity then implies this and this and this and this in his dealings with the righteous. We're looking into that tonight.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Muruti Mraka, I'm looking also at Joshua 1 verses 7. Because verse 8 already, Godfrey has spoken on it. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Semicolon, which means it ends there. What comes after that is an explanation of what he has already said. So we're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Hello there. Hi.
Hey, my friend. Good evening.
Good evening, my friend. It's welcome.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm very well. And you? Thank you for asking.
Thank you. I'm fine. Yes, I'm on air.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome, my friend.
All right. Let me start by giving honor and respect to your ever-present guests who never give up, who keep this show running.
Ah.
Yeah, Pastor Lapo.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then Navon listeners and you, the host. Yeah. Okay. In prosperity is prospering in the ways of knowing the Most High.
Mm.
Like me, I feel I'm not bragging. I'm prospering because I started with a small blue Bible maybe that you're given a high school, a primary.
Yeah.
It only had the New Testament. Then I grew up, I bought a full Bible in King James.
Mm.
And then I started searching information, I grew, and I started reading Apocrypha, getting other books.
Yes, the hidden books. Yes.
And then I started getting Enoch, Jubilees, Joshua,
Maccabees,
and all these other books. So in that sense, I'm prospering in the knowledge of the Most High.
I get you.
And every secret that other people are privy to. The Most High said he will give his secrets to his people. Those who are on the world, they think they won't understand and grasp them. But he reveals his secret to those who seek him.
Mm.
Yeah? So by seeking him, I'm prospering. You can come with any topic. I don't care what level of learning or qualification or title you have. I can take you on. I can meet you on par. I'm prosperous in that level.
Mm.
Here's the thing about the earthly prosperity. They're comparing themselves with Abraham, Job, Solomon and David, that they were rich and all that. Now, here's what is more important, is salvation. We need to get to people's head. It's not about the material things.
Mm.
It's about getting a salvation, which is far greater than all these things of this world.
Mm.
We need to tell the people that this world, the Most High has already condemned it.
Mm.
He has given it to the wicked. You read Job 9:24. The earth is given to the wicked. There is nothing good that is going to come out of this world.
Mm.
And then we are told in Revelation 21 that this earth and the BMWs and the Mercedes-Benz and the Lexus and the Estates and the Dubai is going to be destroyed. He says it is going to destroy this earth.
Mm.
And then it's going to be a new earth. So whatever you want to hold on in this world is going to go.
Yeah.
So why waste time? The prosperity, the greatest one that we're going to have, which is us, that is a currency we must get. And then he's going to take us to his salvation. That's more important than anything.
Yeah.
At the end of the world, when Yeshua and the Most High come to judge us, we're going to see in mercy how important it is in salvation, and then to find itself to be on the other side. People are concentrating on the earthly things. the Most High is angry with us. We're forgetting that. We're living today because we're at His mercy. We fall short of grace. Because of the blood of Christ, He doesn't see our sins. He says He doesn't want our offerings. He doesn't want our sacrifices. And we shouldn't try to we shouldn't even boast or try to impress Him. He's seen it all. He's not impressed with everything that you do. Whether you know scripture from A to Z, you can memorize the Bible backwards. He said that thing is annoying to Him. He says we all fail. We must look to Christ. It's a favor. But we are playing with this grace. Now we think there's still time to go and search for earthly things. Those things are useless. Me and Pastor Ray, as far as I'm concerned, as long as I can get to heaven, even if I can be a cleaner, a janitor in the toilet there in heaven, I will be.
It'll be good.
Because I know how difficult it's going to be. The true prosperity is keeping the Most High commandment, fulfilling, taking Yeshua, and then wait for the salvation. Not the earthly things. Those are just screensaver, smoke screen, the devil's play, trying to confuse us. Remember that the devil owns this earth, so he rewards his servants. If you don't fulfill his purpose, he's done with you, he discards you. We've seen politicians, we've seen celebrities. As long as you're looking for the devil, you get the packs, you got to fly over, you got to go there. If you stop, it gives packs, it takes you to jail, it takes all his money. So it's useless. But you cannot take your salvation. That's important. Yeah, that is the true prosperity that I'm thinking about. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, my brother. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the time. Thank you. All right, we take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let me hear from you as to what you make of this. True prosperity, what it is all about, true prosperity and what it stands for. True prosperity in the true sense of the word. True prosperity now. And I trust that as we do so, the Father will just do you good. Bless you in a mighty way. Taking your calls. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, Pastor Ray. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hey, to me.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Just to highlight, you know, we are in the battle of the Lord. You know, the concept of prosperity is actually the concept of the soul, you know, Pastor.
Yeah.
Because the soul is designed in such a way that it should progress. So anything that actually makes the soul to move to the next level, the soul will lift itself to it. So it's a matter of what you lift your soul unto. Yeah, because at a common factor level, you would have prospered. So if you lifted your soul unto Baal, for example, and Baal will respond, and then you think you're prosperous. And then if you lifted up your soul unto the Lord, that is God, then you will prosper.
Yeah.
So prosperity is pretty much tricky for human beings, because human beings have a natural soul deep-seated need to prosper. Yeah, which is where then these two dynamics come to play around. The Christian, the divine prosperity, I'd rather say that, is the one that the Lord Jesus actually put forth. He said, do not store your wealth in the earth, where moth and thieves and rust can destroy them, but store them in heaven. And a good example is that a young rich man came to Jesus and said, out of the same meaning, what can I do in order to prosper again? And Jesus said to him, and the Bible says Jesus loved him. Jesus was no longer admitting disciples. But this particular young man, he loved.
Yes.
He opened a special slot, a special admission for him. And he said to him, go and sell everything you have and give it the proceedings to the poor.
Mm.
Thus you will make yourself rich in heaven. And come follow me.
Yes.
Now to come follow me means be an apostle.
Mm.
And the young rich man was so grieved, he left Jesus and went away.
Mm.
He actually missed these two dynamics of divine prosperity. He was already talking to an already prosperous person in the world.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and Jesus was now introducing a divine prosperity to him.
Mm,
but
he
couldn't grasp it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to actually prosper divinely, because remember, life starts from the Spirit, from God divinely. The Spirit will sustain the soul. The soul will control the body. But if you prosper from the body, it will excite your soul, but you can't reach to the Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they made it all look like prosperity. When the young rich man left, someone asked Jesus and said, who then can be saved?
Mm.
And Jesus said, it is hard for a rich man to come into the kingdom of heaven. It is easier for the camel to go through a needle eye.
Mm.
But what is impossible with men? Remember, man would be the yearning soul. It's possible with God.
Mm.
So the ultimate prosperity or divine prosperity is that which grows the faith that you already had, because we all have a measure of faith toward God. In this case, by believing in Jesus Christ. This will subsequently do something that we call inverse law. You know, a graph.
Mm.
There's a direct graph and there's an inverse graph.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the world prosperity is a direct graph.
I hear you.
If you have more money, then you're more prosperous, get more.
Yeah.
But the inverse one says, if there are more here, these ones become less.
I get you. I get you.
To ultimately be prosperous with divine prosperity, us as the children of God, is to actually trade the natural prosperity for the divine prosperity. It is to give up the natural to actually attain the eternal.
Hmm. I hear you. I hear you, Dumi.
Thank you
so much, Dumi. I really appreciate. Today our call was never interrupted, man. So I thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate.
Thank you too. Love you, brother.
Love you too, man. Thank you.
Amen.
How's it going? We take your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. The very issue of true prosperity.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right. This is from Thabang Tutubala. Says, greetings in Jesus' name. Prosperity is when one comes into their senses. Okay. Into their senses. Reconciliation with the father, just like the prodigal son. He lost everything, but by the time he came to his senses and did reconciliation with his father, he was put back in to his right position. The moment we go back to our right position, prosperity is guaranteed. That is Thabang Tutubala. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, and drop us a voice note. Prosperity, the true one, according to Scripture.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Passionate about God. passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Let me bring this to you, Mruti Mraka. And I was looking at Joshua 7, if you can remember very well. Be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper. That you may prosper wherever you go. In other words, prosperity is the obedience and observance of the laws and commandments, statutes, instructions of the Divine Father, living according to such and not turning from them in the way of adding or subtracting or putting our own kinds of meanings and interpretations, but sticking to the original as spoken by the Father. It says, then your way will be prosperous. It means then these words will be a way that is prosperous to us. And these words are eternal, by the way. These commandments and this word, this commandment is Christ himself. And salvation is actually prosperity when it comes to that. Pastor Mrak, what do you see in this?
Yes, I must start by saying the last two brothers, Godfrey and Tumi, yeah, well, what they were saying really gave joy to my heart, because it really speaks to what the Word of God tells us about prosperity. There is a story which the Messiah spoke to his disciples in Luke chapter 16. It's about a steward who was not honest, and then his master came to know about that. And then when he took him to task to wind up all that he had so that he should bring a report and then go, this man applied a process of actually going to all those that owed his master and started giving them discounts with the aim that when he is now without a job, those people should accommodate him. Now, the Lord himself commended him in how he worked, because he was saying he worked according to prudence, meaning he was avoiding terrible situations in future by adopting a certain way now in the current situation. And later on, when he was explaining the Messiah, he said, to put this thing in context, he said in verse 10, verse 11, verse 12, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And who he is unrighteous in what is least is unrighteous also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will entrust to you the true riches? In other words, I agree with my brothers, as they have said, whatever is here on earth is unrighteous. The wealth, the resources are unrighteous. But we are expected to utilize them in faithfulness to the Father. So the beginning is to know the Father through Yeshua HaMashiach, to be born from above. And when you are born from above, you deal with your soul in such a manner that you are faithful. Whether you have in your hand the resources of this world or you don't have them. It's immaterial. What is material is, what is your attitude towards them? You utilize whatever you have or what you don't have. You act in a manner that is faithful to you'd have up here.
Yeah.
Yeshua HaMashiach himself said, what shall it benefit anyone to gain the whole world and then lose his soul? True prosperity is definitely being born by the Spirit. And not stopping there, but doing what the Messiah says. Take your cross every day. Put your soul to execution. In other words, the things which you like, the things which you prefer, die to them. Utilize whatever the Lord puts in your hand to do his will. Now, he says in verse 12, and if you have not been faithful in what is another, who will give you what is your own? In other words, it is true that prosperity entails riches. But the true riches which are associated with true prosperity are not yet. That is what my brother was saying. Yeshua said, we should not save here on earth, we should save in heaven. Basically, I'm paraphrasing what he was saying. And Paul said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, the things which the Father has prepared for those who love him. But we get to know them by the Spirit. All that we see written in the East Covenant writings, those are types. A type is not something that is just fictional. It is authentic. Genesis chapter 24, I think in it, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times in Genesis chapter 24, where it is spoken of prosperity. The servant of Abraham was sent to go look for a wife for Isaac. And he prayed before he left, before he made a choice when he had arrived in the area. He said, Lord, prosper, make me succeed in this mission, and show Abraham your servant grace. I'm going back to what you said earlier on. You cannot dissociate true prosperity from grace. He put a position on God, and he said, anyone of the girls that will come out here, whom I shall ask for a drink, and they don't just give me a drink, they give the camels as well. Then I shall take it. You are showing me success, prosperity. And Rebecca came. He asked her for water for himself. He didn't say anything about the camel. She gave him water, and she rushed to give him his camel's water. And you know what? So beautiful. It says, when he saw that she's doing what he had asked God, he quiet. It says, he kept quiet to see whether God is really causing him to succeed. It is in verse 21. And the man wondering at her remained silent so as to know whether Yudhavade has made his way prosperous or not. And then he asked her, who is she? Then she told him her parents and so. And he picked up that, wow, that is Abraham's family. Now he knew there were two witnesses there. First, what he had asked of the Lord. Secondly, what his master had asked him, go and look for a wife from my family. How would he know Abraham's family except he must ask? But he did not ask. He did not ask, who is Abraham's family here? He asked his girl, who are your parents? And then she told him. And when she told him, there he knew now, I am prospering. Why? Because everything is about what the Lord is doing. It's not about him. And then he went, and then he took her back after he had been with the family. That is a type. The real thing is that although we will never in this age that we are in this world, which is lost, really have true riches, we must have what we have been given, which is the Spirit, and allow the Spirit to help us secure our souls. And it goes with patience. In patience, secure your souls. And why patience? Because we are going to go through difficulties, suffering. You know what I was earlier saying? We must live as citizens of heaven. It's from Philippians, I believe it's chapter 2, 29 to 30. Which says we must live that way as citizens of heaven. And then when he finishes up in verse 8, he says, I am suffering for these things. You know, I have suffered for them and I'm still suffering. Basically, saying to these people, you know, we must pursue to live as God wants us to live, even if we have to suffer for what we are living for. So, we do not look at tangible things as the definition of prosperity. We must look at them in the scriptures which are written beforehand, showing that those who obeyed Yudevade did get well. We must see them as a type of the true riches which we can't get now, which we will get. And if it is by faith, if we are walking by faith, we know faithful is he who has promised.
Sure. I hear you quite well. You can send us WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this very issue. And drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Pakula Maureen, me dumela.
Ah, good evening, Pastor Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good evening, my lovely brother. Greetings to everyone who is listening.
Thank you, ma'am.
To Radio Pulpit, where we grew up spiritually. You know, prosperity is not something that is tangible. Because of ungaba nezinto eziphathekayo. Ganti, in your spirit, in your life, there is no happiness. You know, prosperity is good reputation. Mm. So I won't mention it. Angeke ngisho leka. Seek first the kingdom of God. Eku Matthew. A true, a genuine prosperity is joy, peace, and happiness. So when you have joy, peace, and happiness, you are prosperous. Why I am saying this? Because of when you have joy, peace, and happiness, you prosper. Why? Because of everything and anything that you do, it's positive. And it is acceptable to God. So here is the word that I will bring. Learn a true prosperity of the children of the Most High. Even if maybe you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you've got joy, peace, and happiness, whatever it is that you have, property, changeable things, you are prosperous. Nani ngoba you have a true happiness, and those things ozi acquirile, you have acquired it in a right way. A true prosperity, you don't go to izinyangas, you don't go to prophecies. Uyogatshwa, uyophiwa izinto zokuphathwa ukuthi so that you can be prosperous. That is not a good prosperity. A good prosperity, here is the way that I will bring to you, my brother, and all to the lovely listeners of Radio Pulpit, all those that are listening. Here is the way that I am bringing about prosperity.
Yes, ma'am.
The book is found in Psalms chapter 1. True happiness. It reads as follows. Happy are those who reject the advice of evil people, who do not follow the example of sinners, or join those who have no use for God. You know, those who do not have use of God, they are not prosperous. Instead, they find joy in obeying the law of the Lord, and they study it day and night. This is true prosperity. Reading the word of the God, studying it. And when you read the word of God day and night, it is not because of you are reading it to preach, to teach other people. It is because of you want to grow spiritually. You want God to reveal himself to you. That is true prosperity. Verse 3. They are like trees that grow beside a stream, that bear fruit at the right time. You know when you are like a tree that grows beside a stream, you bear good fruits at the right time, and those who live do not dry up. You cannot ever be dry. Why? Because of you are dwelling in the word of God. That is true prosperity. Verse 4. Uti, when you like this tree that grows beside a stream, you succeed in everything you do. But evil people are not like this at all. They are like straw that the wind blows away. Sinners will be condemned by God and kept apart from God's own people. The righteous are guided and protected by the Lord, but the evil are on the way to their doom. So when you dwell in the word of God, you are like these trees that go beside a stream. And then in a right time, you will bear fruits, good fruits, fruits which are acceptable to God. You will be prosperous in everything, spiritually. Even if it's not spiritually, those tangible things, as is funayo, imisebenzi, good houses, what cars and everything, when we dwell in the word of God, we will enjoy that prosperity. Why? Because of we know ukuthi those things sizithole kanjani, sizithole ngendlela e right. So that is a true prosperity, happiness, joy. It is good prosperity. So fana nales those trees that ezithi myazi makufika isikhathi sokuthi kuthele izithelo, good fruits, you will bear that fruit. Why? Because of everything that you do, it comes from who? From God. That is why as a child of God you have to be patient. Thank you very much. Good evening. I love you guys. Good evening.
Thank you so much, Mam Pakula Maureen. We love you so much. We love you so much. We are not even embarrassed to say that. We love you very much.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right. We are talking about true prosperity, the prosperity that is according to the word. And I like Dumisani saying it's the divine prosperity, you know. I like that. Professor, let me bring this to you. When we talk about prosperity, also I'm looking at 1 Chronicles 22, verses 13. Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes, judgments, and judgments with which the Elohim charged Moses concerning Yasharal. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be dismayed. True prosperity, it is when we put into fruition the charges of the word upon our lives. In other words, what the word or what the Father has instructed us to do here on earth, that which we call our individual duties and purposes of the Father upon our lives. When we do that, then it is prosperity. Pastor Sam, what comes to mind, Prof?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You know, whenever we accomplish or we follow through the word of the Father, there are always benefits that we get from that. And obviously, it's that's what you call prosperity, because as we are talking, that prosperity is just that fulfillment that one might have when you have done something that has been required of you. You do it, and then you know that you've done it right. You have that sense of fulfillment, and that it makes you prosperous in a way. You know, because today, some people, as we were talking before, that if what you do does not bring about money or bring materials, you think that as if you did not do much. You think that as if you did not produce much. But if you consider what you've done or try to quantify it or maybe even qualify it, you might find out that there are people or there are things that have happened in one of the words that you've spoken, one of the actions that you've done. It has gone a long way, that in a such a way that you don't see the result with you, but while the result is written in the book of the Father. Just to find out that one day when you are in front of him, he say, well done, good and faithful servant. Then you say to the Father, what have I done? And that's to show you that look at the list of people that have come to know me through what you've done or what you've said. Meaning that you've obeyed my word, and you put it into practice, and it has yielded results. And you are prosperous. Now, as long as you don't see that, you cannot qualify yourself as prosperous, because you say, what do I have? But the most important thing is, if in the book of remembrance, if the Father can write your name based on your respect and obedience of his word, you know, whether people like it or not, you are a prosperous person. You are doing the right thing and you are going forward. And people will always, as I said before, even Muruti Mbaka mentioned, when people see what you've achieved with your hands, and then they call you prosperous based on the figures, they see the zeros that are behind what you've are behind the one or two, whatever. When they see the zeros, you know, this man has met. Like, as you said, next week we'll be talking about the prosperity that might come with the unbelievers and so on. Or, you know, when you talk about it, and then you feel, you get to a place whereby we start asking ourselves a question. Are Christians based, I mean, looking at what they have, can they call themselves prosperous? Can they say that they have it or they don't have it? And that has also corrupt the people. And you see nowadays, there are some men of God who are coming out saying that they've made mistakes. Mm. They've gone wrong with this teaching of prosperity. Because they thought that prosperity was just about making money. Because any pastor today, any servant of the Most High God, let me just put it that way for just respecting them, anyone who today does not drive a big car, because you remember there was a time where any pastor had to drive a Mercedes. And then they have to move. Now, today is not about Mercedes, today is about a Rolls Royce. If you haven't driven a Rolls Royce as a pastor, then you are not prosperous. That you are small. If today you haven't yet made a convention or a crusade in a stadium where you fill the stadium, you are not prosperous. That means you haven't yet reached the level that some they call themselves prosperous because of that. And it's, you know, people start now measuring themselves based on what they've achieved, what they've acquired, what they've become. They call it we are prosperous. And now today, when you have a small church. I give an example. You have a 1,000 membership in your church, in the church that you are leading, and in the 1,000, you have maybe 800 people who are really disciples, who have become disciples of the Messiah, who are really following the Word of God. And then you look at another church that has maybe 10,000 people, and from those 10,000, when you put together, they have, example, 2,000 members who are discipled. When you look at the number, they can even be 5,000. That means 50% of the 10,000 are disciples. But when you look at yours, you are on 80%. In essence, you are on 80% of disciples. But when you look at the numbers, you might think that as if you did not achieve anything. You feel small. You say, this one, he's got 5,000 who are disciples, he's got 10,000, but I have only 800. But you forget that the 800 is 80% of what you have achieved. It means you are more prosperous than the one who has 5,000 people in a 10,000. That means you are bigger than him, you are better than him. But because you see your church small and he's got a bigger fellowship, then you think that, I'm small. That's what corrupt some men and some women who are serving the Father in one or the other, whereby they've reached a place whereby they can stand in front of everyone, say that I'm very prosperous because today my children are studying in this school. I've bought houses for all my children. I've done this. But they don't remember that the money that they've bought houses with, that money is coming from the church.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who have sacrificed literally. Even if all of them did not give a 10,000 rand, but someone gave 1,000, another one 500, another one 10. But all the money they gave you, it has allowed you to go and put your children in the best schools and whatever. Then when you come in front of the people telling them that I've made this, I've made, are you not laughing at them? Are you not telling them that they are, for lack of a better word, they're maybe stupid, they're not intelligent, they've made you become what you've become, but when you come to them and say, I've managed to do this, and you call yourself prosperous, don't you realize that, it is someone who has spent the 10 rand or the 20 rand that he had as the all that he could have, he gave it to you so that you may be what you are. You know, these are things sometimes people don't see. And then we don't call, you don't say they're prosperous because you make money.
Sure.
But you say prosperous because somehow you've given peace to other people and you've given support to them as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Professor Samuel Kabamba. I really appreciate that. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp. We still have some 10 minutes or so. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Otherwise, give me a shout. Talk to me directly there. And talk to us directly, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and Pastor Murake and the Professor Kabamba and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. Today's topic, what is true prosperity? You should never think of prosperity the way the false pastors, false prophets, and the world does. Think in line with God's word.
Yeah.
The preachers of prosperity substitute the teaching for the sound doctrines of repentance, the cross, and the reality of hell. Hey, sebe ngama motivator ake laba ake abefundisi ke nabaprofeti bamanga beshumayela ake ivangeli lempumelelo beyibeka ke ngendlela ke erongi befuna ke ukukitaza ke abazalwane intshumayelo kumele ke siyiphathe ke ngensindiso ke intshumayelo ke ngoKristu Jesu esiphambano ukuthi abantu ke basinde nje ekulahlweni ke ngunkulunkulu. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10 ethi, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Money is not to be an object of obsession and greed. Money is not evil. It is the love and pursuit of it which leads to harmful consequences. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. God does not condemn wealth and prosperity. He blesses his people with abundance and prosperity. It is essential to recognize that God's intentions for wealth go beyond mere accumulation and personal gain. Wealth is to fulfill God's purposes and impact the lives of those around us. God desires that his children use their wealth and prosperity to bring about positive change in the world. He calls us to be good stewards of the resources he has entrusted to us, using them to bless others and advance his kingdom on earth. King Solomon is an example who was known for his wisdom and wealth. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23, so King Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. Three keys to prosperity are generosity, gratitude, and forgiveness. Our last verse, which I'm going to give, is Romans chapter 8, verse 17 to 18. Promises this. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share his glory, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Being co-heirs with Christ means that forever we will enjoy everything God owns. No earthly prosperity can surpass this. I thank you May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow, thank you so much, Babongani. I really appreciate. May the Father also greatly deal with you prosperously.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Let me give our guests 2 minutes each to come to the conclusion of the matter. Muruti Maraka, let me give you your 2 minutes to conclude the part one today. What say you, sir, finally?
Yes, my final word is sitting in three scriptures. The first one I'm going to read is 3 John. There's only one chapter, there's two. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers.
Yes.
And then the other one is in Luke chapter 21. It is the Messiah speaking, and this is what the Messiah says in Luke chapter 21, verse 19. In your perseverance, procure your souls. In your perseverance, procure your souls. And then the third one is in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15 in the Septuagint. In patience is prosperity to the king. In other words, prosperity to the king is in patience. And we know that if we are going to procure our souls, that they should prosper. It's when we obey the Messiah.
Yeah.
And as we are obeying the Messiah, there will be times when things will not be okay. And we have to be patient. We have to be persevering.
Sure.
He himself rendered himself poor to the point of even dying on the cross. But you see, his prosperity was in the resurrection. Because he knew when the Father resurrects him, he will be first of all the head of a new human race.
Yeah.
That is going to inherit everything that the Father has promised. He believed that, he persevered, he was patient, and he did resurrect out of the defunct.
Wow. Thank you. Yes.
In following him, in obeying him, we will secure true prosperity.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Muruti. Sorry about that. Now,
All
right. Professor, finally, what say you, sir? Pastor Sam?
What I'll say is, I'm going to read one scripture in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 6 and 8, speak about, we've mentioned that before. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. That means when you get to that place of being godly, it's a great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we cannot carry nothing. Having food and clothing, with this we shall be content. That means if people can come to that place of being content in whatever they have, I'll call them being prosperous.
Thank you so much. And of course, we are actually coming to the end of the show, man. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Muruti Maraka, thank you so much, and pass our regards at home.
Yeah, thank you, my brother, and thank you, Pastor Kabamba, and both of you, please do the same. I will pass your regards to my family.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. We love you.
We love you too. And Pastor Sam, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. I will do exactly that. I'll pass my regard home and do the same, Muruti Murakan and you, Muruti Ray. Thank you for really having us tonight.
All right. We will be looking at prosperities and the warnings on the issues of self-satisfactions. And we will look at prosperities and, of course, also the prosperities that are brought on by wickedness, or the prosperities of the wicked and the perils thereof. The perils thereof. We will touch on that the coming week. Thank you very much. And good night to both our guests, Muruti Mraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Auzwege, auzwege. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. I really, really appreciate. To the King above all else, his name is Yahusha HaMashiach. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. Thank you that we know Yahuwah Elohim. We know our Father through the Christ. And we appreciate the knowledge of the Father in Christ and through Christ. Thank you that we are learning together. May the Father bless you abundantly and have yourself a great and a powerful night. Coming up next is Dr. Mabunda. As for me, Ray, it's been great. I'm talking to you again 6 to 8 in the evening tomorrow on Thursday. Be blessed. Tuda. Raba.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.